It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mentioned I went to go see a show at the Troubadour, my first time ever at that legendary music club that launched the careers of so many of the most classic artists in history. You know, I'm talking the Eagles, James Taylor, Elton John here in America. I mean, just those names, and that's just the tip. John Lennon once got kicked out of the Troubadour for drunkenly heckling a performer.
Oh, wow.
They kicked John Lennon out.
Where in L.A. is the Troubadour?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
My daughter warned me, when you go to the Troubadour, you're going to be blown away by just how small it is. With all the history that pours out of the walls, you'd think it'd be this cavernous place, or at least a place where you can, you know, take you more than 2 minutes to walk around. But it's so small, but so cool. And the coolest thing is I got to see an up-close and personal performance by Kimberly Perry of the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
Man, it was so perfect. She played that song last, fittingly, and it's just still such a beautiful, I mean, it's one of the biggest, most popular, most sold country songs in the history of music. I mean, she's done okay for herself just writing and singing that song alone. But the night got even more special because the band Perry's been broken up for a while now.
Right.
The brothers have gone their separate way. Kimberly's married, has a
son. Both the brothers just recently got married, too.
Yes, they did. Kimberly and her husband, Johnny, have a beautiful boy named Whit, and she's doing her own thing. Or is she? Because she brought on her brother, Reed Perry,
okay,
to join her for a few songs. And then at the last song, she brought on her husband, Johnny, to play mandolin for If I Die Young. And it was really, really cool to see.
I bet it was.
To relive all the hits that the band Perry has and Kimberly's solo stuff, which is so strong. Her voice is still so, I mean, I shouldn't say still, she's a young woman. Her voice is amazing. And her songwriting, I mean, the band Perry were huge.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool vibe. And
I bet it was. I was searching to see what other country artists have played the Troubadour. And of course, Kris Kristofferson was the first one that popped up. But this just cracks me up, John. AI answered it, right? Because now Google automatically, AI is the first one that comes up. Haley Witters, a country performer that some say is wonderful. What kind of answer is that, AI? Haley Witters is adorable, by the way, and I bet she was thrilled to play the Troubadour.
What?
But that some say is wonderful? My God, AI's terrible.
Why is AI answering at all?
Because now when you do a Google search, the first one up is always an AI overview.
There's actually been a ton of country artists that have played the Troubadour, including Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, one of their last performances together before they passed away.
Miranda Lambert has played, Maren Morris has played, Willie Nelson, Kelsey Ballerini, and of course, Haley Witters, who some say is just wonderful.
I love
poor
that.
Haley.
Yeah, I really recommend it. If you've not been to the Troubadour in West Hollywood, it's legendary. I mean, just legendary. So, and a really great time watching Kimberly Perry, who Tam and I are happy to call a friend. So yeah, it was a really nice night. I'm not a big LA guy, but I enjoyed myself immensely. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.